Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Every now and then I will log into Facebook, and the first thing I will see is a memory that Facebook is sharing with me.
Okay.
Something I posted 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. This morning they shared something with me that I posted 6 years ago. Aww. And I thought it was kind of interesting and worth reading again.
Were you at least happy then?
It's something that I thought was interesting at the time, and now it's kind of like a report card on how I did over the last 6 years.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good thing for those of you who have kids right now to pay attention, because if you have younger children, you'll probably appreciate this, and if you have older children, you'll want to look back and think about it.
Okay.
Dear Mom or Dad on the iPhone, I see you over there on the bench messing around on your iPhone, and it feels good to relax a little bit while your kids have fun in the sunshine, doesn't it? You're doing a great job with your kids. You work hard, you teach them manners, have them do their chores. But Mama, let me tell you what you don't see right now. Your little girl is spinning round and round, making her dress twirl. See, she is such a little beauty queen already. Mm. The sun shining behind her long hair, she keeps glancing your way to see if you're watching her. You aren't. Your little boy, he keeps shouting, "Mom, Mom, watch this." And I see you acknowledge him, but barely glance his way. He sees that too. His shoulders slump down, but only for a moment as he finds the next cool thing to do. Now you're pushing your baby in the swing, and she loves it. She's cooing and smiling with every push, but you don't see that, do you? Your head is bent down and your eyes are on your phone as you absentmindedly push her swing. Talk to her. Tell her about the clouds, Mommy, the creator who made them. Tickle her tummy when she comes near you and enjoy that baby belly laugh that leaves far too quickly. Put your eyes back on your prize, your kids. Show them that they're the priority. Wherever you are, be all there. I'm not saying it's not okay to check in on your phone, but it's a time sucker. User, beware. Mm-hmm. Playtime at the park will be over before you know it. They won't always want to come to the park with you, Mommy. They won't always twirl and spin and make their new dress swish around. They won't always call out, "Hey, watch me." There will come a point when they stop trying, stop calling your name, stop bothering to interrupt your phone time, because they know you've shown them all these moments that the phone is more important than they are. They see you looking at it while waiting to pick up their brother from school, during playtime, at the dinner table, and bedtime. And I know that's not true. I know your heart says differently. But your kids can't hear your words because your actions are screaming way too loudly. Let your eyes rest on those you love first and foremost, and may everything else fall away in the wonderful, noisy, sticky-fingered glory of it all.
Mm.
I look back at that, and I think of how quick my kids, they're out of that, man.
Yeah.
They're beyond that. And it went by fast, just like they said it would.
Yeah, but just when you're living it every day, it's tedious and hard, and you're losing sleep. But you have to understand that those are the days that make up, you know, your child's life. And before you know it, like Tom said, it's they're grown.
Now, the good thing is I look back, and I feel like we actually did a decent job of this. Again, no one's perfect, and I'm not saying no one ever look at their phone and no one ever lets the phone take priority, but I feel like we did some good jobs of paying attention to our kids.
I would pat you on the back too, Tom, but being that you read that from your cell phone, it just took a little bit of the magic away.
I knew you were going to criticize me. That's why I wanted to bring an example. Like just last night, having dinner with the kids, and we were all on our phones texting each other. And
wow.
So I think you're wrong there.
Oh, that's
okay.
Sweet.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.